Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, the gang discusses the old tip of the hat and other niceties. Plus, Donnie Baker calls and the fattest thing I've ever done. Right after this.
The following is a paid commercial announcement for the Joe Johnson Memory System.
Hello, I'm Joe Jefferson. Do you forget things you wish you could remember? Do you forget people's names? Do you forget important dates? Do you forget information that's important to remember, like important dates? Or perhaps you even forget people's names. That's why I've created my new memory system called the Joe Jackson Memory System. With the Jeff Jackson Memory System, you'll be able to remember long lists of items in great detail. Does it work? Just listen to these testimonials.
I used to forget things all the time. You know, little things like where my car keys were, what I was supposed to pick up at the store, where my car keys were, you know, things like that. Then I tried the Jerry Johnson Memory System, and now I can even remember the names of everyone in my household. Thanks, Jack.
Man, my memory was the worst. I couldn't even remember what I heard just a couple of minutes ago. And then I tried the John Johnson Memory System, and wow, what a difference. My memory used to be the worst. Do you know there was a time when I couldn't even remember what I heard just a couple of minutes ago? Thanks, Jerome.
Yes, with the Johnny Jasper Memory System, you'll never forget anything important ever again. To order this Jake Jensen Memory System, just call 1-888. That's 1-800. Again, 1-877-5. 1-888-5. Or, no, it's an 800 number. Oh, yes, that's 1-888-352-4QML. The Jackie Jackson Memory System costs only $19.95. That's right, just $29.95. Call today, and we'll also include, at no extra charge, a notepad that you could use to write things down. Yes, you'll get the Junior Johnson Memory System and the notepad all for just $39.95. Call and give your credit card and ATM number to our operators today. And what's the first thing you want to do tomorrow? That's right, call and give our operators your credit card number. And don't forget to do what it was that I told you to do earlier involving the thing I was talking about. Your memory will improve. Or my name isn't Jim Johansson.
Okay, Mr. Jenkins, that's a take.
Good. I've got kind of a busy day ahead of me. I have to go record a commercial for my memory system.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. I do like cottage cheese and crackers.
We mix nicety with hilarity.
I was going to say frivolity with pointlessness.
Did you say...
I like all these.
Did you say niceties?
I did.
Did you say pointless?
Yes.
15 forgotten niceties that we should
bring
back.
The first nicety is introducing people to everyone in the room. We begin with our engineer. He's the very handsome Ace Cosby.
Thank you.
Jake gets too excited.
Ace, hang on a second. Ace, are you currently single?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 10th caller. Let's do it.
Oh. I'm seeing a dating show.
Wow, nice.
Are you on a service? Are you on a...
No.
Do you go on Tinder or what is it called? Fish in the Sea?
School of Fish or Fish...
Plenty of Fish. I did that years ago.
What about Where Black People Meet? Have you tried that one?
I like to meet all people.
No. You know something? There's a respectful, good answer to a question that was totally inappropriate.
Well, what? Why? No. Why?
I've dated the United Nations.
Oh,
you
okay.
have.
Well, yeah. Boutros Ghali. Well. My favorite name in the history of the United Nations, of course, Uthant.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I was trying to figure out with Dag Hammarskjöld. I think Uthant's my favorite. Are you familiar with Mr. Thant?
I am not.
Oh, his first name is spelled letter U. That's it. That's the whole first name. He's, of course, he retired from the UN and started a huge company, became incredibly successful in the United States.
He started a company called
Ooh Hall. I just saw one of their vans this weekend.
I love that. I love that joke.
Don't you, when you're a kid, you see all these names and you go, what the hell's going on? Then you realize, oh, my God, the civilization that we've been born into is a mess. There's war, and there's hatred.
You know why?
And there's a guy who spells his name Ooh.
Because we have forgotten the niceties.
The niceties. Number one, hat tipping.
Oh, I love it. Love it. I love a good hat.
Bring hat tipping back.
I love that.
Never pass a hat without.
Adam.
One of the most famous hat tipping in sports. Anyone? Ted Williams fans? Anyone? What? Never mind. Go ahead.
A lot of people don't wear hats anymore.
I think Lou Gehrig tipped his hat. Lou Gehrig took his hat.
People say I'm going to
buy it. There was kind of a little bit of a war between the Red Sox fans and Mr. Never mind. It's not worth it.
Well, because Ted Williams was
a great American, an incredible war hero, pilot,
you
badass.
You wear a hat, Josh?
Great. Yeah, I'll wear a hat every now and again.
Nice fedora?
Oh, no, I've never done that. Mm. My dad started to wear
a fedora. You know who ruined the fedora? The guys who wear the fedoras.
Oh, the hipster dudes?
Yeah, they go out and you see that there's a guy way back on his head.
I said, some people can pull it. I saw a guy this week and look great in one. Some people look like Boris Badenov when they wear one, though.
Like Ducky and Pretty in Pink or something way back.
When do you tip your hat? What is the
tip
protocol
your hat
for
to
that?
It used
ladies.
To be every time you would pass a lady,
oh,
right?
Oh, really? Okay.
Nowadays, we greet each other a quick hello. But the seemingly outdated tip of the hat, which originated as a way for knights to display friendliness...
Well, that's kind of hard when you got a big metal head thing.
No joke.
It's a lot of work. I can see why that phased out.
It's a fun, formal way to show respect. Plus, if you're feeling a cold coming on, a quick tip of the hat in lieu of a handshake is a good way to avoid spreading germs.
Nice.
Is that in there or did you make that up?
Oh, it's in
that's in there? Are you kidding? What's the source of this list?
This is my buddies at Metal Floss. I love these guys. Number two, waiting to speak.
What's this?
What category do we have here?
If you are in a conversation, you feel like you have
something category?
Too important to add, it's easy to get carried away and interrupt the person who's speaking. But back in 1918, one etiquette guide warned, interruption of the speech of others is a great sin against good breeding.
Good breeding?
Yeah, that same thing probably had something about speaking to people of a different race.
Now, why are you going there?
Usually when they talk about good breeding, they're talking about, never mind.
Social calls. Feeling overwhelmed by your social obligations? Back in the Victorian era, people had a pretty great solution. Social calls between 3 and 5. Women would schedule morning calls, allowing friends and often suitors to drop in for a chat.
Yep.
Social calls would let people casually stop by at their convenience and allow women to relax at home between engagements. Of course, it's kind of a sexist thing to have.
This is not going to come back.
Nope, I'm doing it. Just so you guys know,
Anytime between
every
three
Monday,
and five?
Every Monday through Friday between 3 and 5.
You're accepted.
Our homes are fair
I have an
game.
Open door policy.
Oh, you have the
You
game.
Are welcome to come and social chat.
Okay.
Hey, just I'm getting kind of bored. What's the difference between a Denver pile and a Chicago sunroof?
Well, a Chicago what? Sunroof's in a car.
Right,
Denver
right.
pile, you do at a party.
It's in okay. a kitchen, yeah.
In, okay, a, so in a house.
The Chicago often. Sunroof involves exactly what?
Speaking
what?
Of speaking of parties, greeting the host or hostess.
Well, of
Everyone
course,
does of course you do that.
On entering a crowded room, a well-mannered person seeks first the hostess.
Mm-hmm.
He endeavors to be blind and deaf to all familiar faces and voices.
Until
he's presented himself to the lady of the house.
See, I'd go a little
Then you bow.
Oh. I do a little, I go a different route.
What do you do?
Every party I hold,
mm-hmm.
I have one of those guys at the door that announces the people who are arriving.
I like that.
I love that.
That should be a service.
The Lord Thomas Griswold and Company.
No, you're doing yourself a disservice. You need to know who the company is so you can address them by name. That would be nice to have
Remember
everybody.
When,
oh, yeah.
So you'd always
yeah.
know their name.
The funniest thing Garrett Morse ever said on Saturday Night Live, they had one of those. They didn't know they were bad words yet. And he, Lord and Lady Douchebag.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Flowers at the dinner table.
Oh, I'm a big proponent
That's
of
nice.
That.
1891, upscale New York City restaurant published an advice column on how to properly set a table for dinner. Much of their advice presented as general guidelines, not strict rules. They were adamant, though, about one thing. Flowers should never be absent from the table.
Well, I'm sorry, you ragamuffins. We can't afford to get you food, but there's a nice daisy on the table.
Buy flowers every week at the grocery like milk, don't you?
You do?
Yes, absolutely.
Perhaps you yeah, fellas would you like do. To take a flea bath and then go back to sleeping in the streets, but there's a nice daisy
you
for
filthy
you.
Cretan.
So you're at the grocery store, Christy,
mm-hmm.
and you do stop at the florist.
Absolutely. I buy flowers every week.
I always just skate past that going, who the hell goes into that?
So
I like to make arrangements.
Josh, just real quick, a side note. There are things at a grocery store that you don't have to eat.
Yes. That's one of the fattest things I've ever done. There may be, Tom.
Grocery store priority, go.
Food. Ice.
Health and beauty aid.
Red box. That's what
I'm... And why is the damn flower department getting... It seems like it's getting bigger.
Because they're getting nicer.
Because it's lovely
it's
and
lovely.
It's nice
it
and
smells
it's
good.
Cheerful. Yes. I'm with Christy on this.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the one that gets takeout food and puts it on a nice plate when
Wrong.
I get home.
Wrong. Josh, answer the phone.
Sure. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie.
Hey, Donnie. I heard you were out of town.
I'm a little hungover today, Tom. I had to go to this wedding with this new chick I've been seeing. Some friend of hers got married.
Oh, wow.
Again.
Wow.
Yep. And by the way, tell me this. Who the hell gets married on a Sunday night? I'll tell you who. People who want you to miss Mark on Mondays.
Oh.
Swear to God.
People who can get a cheaper haul.
Right.
Yes.
I think. Exactly.
This chick, Jennifer, asked me like 3 months ago if I'd go with her to be her plus one for this wedding.
Oh.
And I was like, well, plus 9.5 would be more like it. I said it right to her face.
Of course you did.
Anyways, since it was 3 months ago, I agreed because I figured we'd be broke up by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So here it comes, rushes up on me. It's one of them destination weddings, too, which meant I had to shell out for a room. How is Congress not looking into this scam?
I know.
Swear to God. So then we drive the 4 hours, this wedding of people I ain't never met before, which gave us plenty of time to be in a huge argument, you know, about whose lyrics are deeper, Molly Hatchet or Kenny Loggins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I swear to God.
Argument.
Well, so whatever, Jennifer, I hate Kenny Loggins.
I
you know, you keep it up, I'll CC studio your ass.
That's
put it right to her face.
Kenny Loggins.
So I pull into the Pinewoods Inn, you know, and she's all, what's this? I want to stay at the Embassy Suites where all my friends are staying. And I said, well, then you need to be more like your friends and pull out a credit card, Jenny, to pay for it. Swear to God. I'm already missing a day's pay because your friends can't be like normal people, you know, and do it regular down at the courthouse to get hitched.
Sure.
Then when I try to cancel the room at the Pinewoods, they won't let me because I didn't give 24 hours notice.
Oh.
And I was like, well, had my girl give me 24 hours notice, she wasn't going to be a pain in the ass. I'd have gladly, you know, served you up.
Uh-huh.
But then we get checked in at these Embassy Suites. And so I finally give in. We're getting ready for the wedding. Next thing I know, I'm getting a stink eye. Then she starts in about how's come the Spuds McKenzie shirt I'm wearing ain't acceptable wedding attire. She said black and white event. Well, this is, okay. You know, it's your friend's third wedding, Jenny, and she's still rocking a white dress. So maybe you should be talking to your friend and not me about appropriate wedding attire.
Good point.
So we start arguing again. Then the wedding finally happens. Everything's going pretty good. Then all of a sudden, you believe this? They pass a collection plate around.
What?
Like I ain't already down $184 with hotels, gas, food, rubbers, Astro Glide, hot Funyuns, stupid Dr. Show's corn pads.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. Like, after all this work, Jenny, your feet should be in the air anyways. Not to mention, I missed a day's work. Now we got some dick with a collection plate starts hitting me up for more. So she throws in a hundo, and I snatched it right back. I was like, from the looks of it, dude, this church is doing just fine. I know how much money's in crown molding. I said it right to his face. So I took it back, reimbursed myself for the room service I know she's going to order.
Uh-huh.
Hey, hang on a second.
What?
Oh, hold on, baby. Hey, let me finish this phone call, and we'll get another round in.
Oh,
sounds like you and your lady friend made up.
Oh, hell no. I broke up with her the second she caught the bouquet, Tom.
Oh.
Falling for that trap.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God. Hang on a second. Damn, who would have thought the grandmother of the bride would look so hot wearing that, but my spud and Hey, baby, spin around. Let me have a look at that booty pop.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, mom, time I got to go.
All right. See you.
Well, a little gilf action.
Yeah, apparently.
My friend of mine yesterday told me that she was going to a destination wedding in Ireland. I said, what?
Well, that'll be reflected in the gift.
My God. Oh. Who asks somebody to go to their wedding in Ireland?
Couple grand round trip.
Jeez.
Although, nice summer break.
Yeah. Good,
if you're going to go to Ireland, go now.
And that's when she's going, in August, first week.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I do think that does get reflected in the gift.
Yeah, man.
Are you going as your plus one?
No. No.
Why not?
Because I don't even know these people. Why would I go all the way to Ireland to go to a wedding?
Because Ireland's a really cool place to be in the summertime. Sorry, could we get back to our list? Do we have any more niceties?
Punctuality.
Oh.
When it comes to attending a dinner party, there's no such thing as fashionably late. An etiquette book explains it's proper to arrive from 5 to 15 minutes before the hour mentioned in the invitation.
No. Totally disagree.
I disagree with that, too.
Chick and I are both, we like getting places early.
But you have to let the host. The host might not be ready until 5.
Yeah.
Well, now they will be if they know about this new rule that we're going to put back into effect. A 1915 etiquette.
Hang on a second. I'm having trouble believing you, Josh. You're telling me that you like to arrive late to dinner parties?
Oh, come on.
Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. You arrive late to a dinner party.
Yes.
They usually say, hey, we still have some food left over. Go make yourself a plate. And then I can mound up as much as I want, as opposed to being served the polite.
Someone else decides what you're getting.
You're not going to miss being here, are you, on Thursday and Friday?
Oh, here's one.
Do your brothers pounce on you the way we do?
We all pounce on each other, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But, oh, yeah, there'll be plenty of...
Okay. Once again, the Arnold Brothers fishing trip coming up later this week.
Yes.
Classy conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Define classy.
It's said that one can tell during a conversation that lasts not longer than a summer shower whether or not a man is cultivated.
What the hell does that mean, a summer shower?
A rain shower.
Yeah,
not
one of those
a shower.
Quick ones in and out.
One of those Orlando storms.
Yeah.
1921 Book of Etiquette says, often it does not take even so long for a raucous tone of voice and grossly ungrammatical or vulgar expressions. I ain't done never not done that.
You sell me.
Brand a man at once as beyond the pale of polite society. Well, you probably won't offend anyone with a grammatical slip-up these days. It's still a good idea to keep conversations free of bad language or an overly raucous tone, Tom.
Or an inappropriate...
Well, I almost didn't make it here. Piece of...
Or an inappropriate topic. Why don't we get to that inappropriate topic news story, Christy? Because I think this is absolutely baffling to me. Josh, I think you're going to especially love this one.
All right.
The company called Thinks, that's spelled T-H-I-N-X, is known... Thinks? Yeah.
You said
you
stinks.
Bad, thanks.
No, I said thanks.
Oh, I thought you said stinks.
No, you wanted me to say stinks.
Okay,
God.
You know me. I heard stinks.
Come on.
There was a little bit of stinks in there.
You put stinks a little bit of stink. All of you.
You put a little stink on that thinks.
Thinks is known for its anti-leak stink panties. On Thursday, the people debuted a new product they call a blanket, and its purpose is to enable lovemaking while Aunt Flo's in town.
Oh, my towels just went, yes! A respite!
No, wait till you hear how much it costs.
Oh.
The period blanket, if you will, would yes set you back $369.
L-X-I-X. S-I-X-T-Y-N-I-N-E.
You deaf?
$369
for a blanket?
Sure. Be nice to yourself. Get some good linens.
Man.
Well, it's cheaper than new sheets for some folks.
What do you
pay
for a blanket? 10, 20 bucks?
So what is? So is this an absorbent blanket?
I have no idea. That's all the information I
have. Might just be cotton.
Why don't you just go buy a red blanket?
Oh, Tom.
No, I'm kind of with you. I mean, just get any.
Go to Target and for $30.
Thank you.
I don't know.
For less than that, you can get one of those tarps you use for painting your kitchen.
Yeah, you get. Yeah, why just buy a roll of Visqueen?
Visqueen,
right?
Just Visqueen and a mop? What's going on?
Classy conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're missing.
Or go with the classic Japanese flag.
No hot mess. No stress. One side features their signature four-layer tech to absorb fluids while you play, if you will.
Look, it's never that well.
The other is crafted with plush satin and features a V-inspired pattern in red stitching.
V for vagina.
Oh, yeah.
Did, Christy, would you have sex when you were menseeing?
That's probably too personal
question.
It's been
so long, I don't remember,
Some women
Josh
love it.
Love it.
Yeah, they get hornier during their. They do.
Hey, Hey, you telling me these broads get horny?
This is from Ms. Gillis from your brothers on your last fishing trip.
I did. I was not that girl. I can tell you that,
Christy.
That girl.
Seriously, the thing costs almost $400.
I'm looking at it right
that's
now.
That's quite a bit.
It's
what is so special about it? Is it again?
Where are you guys getting your blankets? So you're not paying for a nice blanket.
I don't know, but this says rinse immediately after use. Cold wash on delicate cycle. Hang to dry.
So in other words, just get a bunch of towels and some Clorox.
Yeah, but this is total. Yeah.
Hang to dry.
Hang to dry.
I mean, that's great until the bears come.
Or the sharks. If you're at sea.
No, the bears know. The bears can tell.
This is a terrible idea.
Eh.
Well, I do, although this is, once again, they call it the period blanket.
Yeah.
Although I think being on the period blanket is better than the phrase being on the rag.
Yes.
I always thought that was a little rough.
Right.
I never understood where that even came from.
I think rather than using what would be considered a contemporary feminine hygiene.
Oh, they used to use rags.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, okay.
Being on the rag.
Pony.
Riding the Crimson Wave, I always enjoyed.
We have a great tribute.
Boy, I don't miss that.
Painters Are in Town. Ever heard that?
Oh, the Painters Are in Town's funny. In
Aunt
town.
Flo. Yeah, there are a lot of them. They're all relatively unpleasant.
You ever earned your Red Wings? You know what that is, Jim?
No.
Yes. I know what that
is.
Absolutely.
Like the Mile High Club.
No.
When we come back, we have a classic.
Is that what I think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a classic from Todd Yon on this topic. We'll get to it in a few minutes.
Any more niceties over there?
Oh, I was looking up.
Tipping the hat.
Earning your Red Wings was considered polite.
Time was when.
I say, Forrester, did you earn your Red Wings last evening?
Oh, really?
If you didn't leave a party looking like a vampire after a fresh kill.
Okay, so it is what I thought it was.
We left a classy conversation.
That's not this.
Tipping hotel employees should
always
be brought
do
back.
That. I always tip the maid, always tip the bellman. Yes.
Now it's common practice to tip the porter who carries your bag. Hey, porter.
I don't tip the
you don't tip the maid.
The maid.
Mm-mm. Oh, I do.
She's stealing everything I got anyway.
Ah.
At a hotel, remember the hall boy
What's a hall boy?
I don't know.
Hall boy.
You don't write a nice thank you note? I always write a nice thank you note to the maid and leave her a tip.
There's so many reasons I can't stand you in that sentence. I can't go over them all at once.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one. Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.